Before you say this one. Yeah. Yeah. Where's Max?
Yeah, I think he's probably leaving tonight, so maybe he's packing.
Yeah. So what do you say? You want to leave it? You want to keep it on hold? Nobody wants to leave it today?
We were talking all the time about yesterday. Yeah.
You got to go over what we did yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Why don't we finish Shmuel? Why don't we get the full picture of you? Maybe trying to make the whole out of a part. Maybe that's the problem.
I don't think so. I think we just understand what yesterday was.
Okay. What's the problem? Korah.
Moshe.
Moshe.
Mainly your question.
What's the question? You have another story?
I think the first basic question that most of us were dealing with today was the outcome of yesterday's svara that the korah is part of the tree or is not really, or you know, the trunk, or is it not part of the trunk? Is it like a separate thing?
Okay.
You mean Rav and Shmuel? Rav Yehuda, we get. We were wondering according to Shmuel.
According to Shmuel?
Yeah.
At this point? Shmuel is in a transition, it would seem, right now. I mean, I think that's part of the problem. I think Shmuel is in a transition for us. Isn't he? He's developing his svara. He's trying to clarify it by the tznaun.
So just from yesterday, though, let's say.
Just from yesterday, it's like stopping a man in motion and asking how is he standing.
We said it yesterday, though. We said something yesterday.
Why are you as far at all?
We said something.
We said Shmuel's question, right?
Right. So, but before we got to Shmuel's question, we gave an idea in Shmuel, right?
You mean the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel?
Yeah, yeah. So Shmuel's side in that machlokas,
right.
Is the korah part of the trunk of the tree, or is it...
Part of the tree.
Just part of the tree. So we were wondering then, we kind of went through all these steps. I just want to see how you respond. But so if it's part of the tree, and the tree is definitely something that's separate from the ground, it's a production of the ground, so it should be a borei pri adama, even according to Shmuel.
No, but it's not its own thing. No, it's not.
So why is that relevant, though?
Because he's saying that the pri has to be, a pri is a separate, is an entity that's separate. Right, but this is not separate from the tree. It's not an entity at all.
I'm not saying separate from the tree. I'm just saying the tree, the trunk of the tree, is separate from the ground.
Yeah, but he says you can't look at the part of the part. You got to look at the whole tree now.
So the whole, you have to look at the whole tree because it's part of the trunk of the tree. So you view the whole tree.
Correct.
Okay, so then
you can't look at it as just a part. It's not a part of the. It's not an entity. That's what he's trying to say. Yes,
right. It's defined as
looks at the entity. Looks at the entity. Where is it growing from? It's growing from the tree. But it's not apart from the tree. It's not different from the tree. So it's essentially the tree.
Okay.
So there's nothing to talk about. It's like talking about the tip of something.
And in order to make a bracha, the whole tree would have to be edible?
Right.
Okay, so what we were wondering then was, is the problem here the fact that it's part of, once we look to the future, we see it's part of the trunk of the tree, because Sofa Lahakshos.
Right.
So once we see that, is the problem, it seems to me there's one of two ways to go. One would be to say, we see it's part of the trunk of the tree, and we look at the tree right now, so it's mostly trunk of the tree, and then there's a small part of the trunk that's this korah thing. But since most of the trunk is not edible, so we can't say the entity of the trunk of the tree is edible, and therefore you can't make a hadama on it. That's one way to go. The other way to go is to say, we see that it's Sofa Lahakshos, and we see that in the state it's going to become, the trunk of the tree, at that point in the future, it's not going to be edible, the whole trunk, and therefore you don't make a hadama.
I'm not sure what you're saying. No, let me just say it more simply. That's what I was trying to make the main chiluk yesterday. That Shmuel says you don't have anything to even talk about. That little growth is not a separate thing. It's not something you can isolate and say, can I define this? How do I define this? There's no this. It's just the tree.
And you can't say a hadama on part of the tree?
That's not called a pri.
The tree is a pri hadama, though, no?
If the pri... No, you have to find the pri. Okay?
Right.
You have to find the pri.
And the whole tree would be a pri hadama. But you
the
can't make a
bracha
on that.
The whole tree, say, it would be a pri hadama.
But you can't
it would
make
be a
pri. Right. But you can't make a bracha if only part of it is edible?
you have to make a bracha on the pre as a pre.
So you're making a bracha on the tree now.
Trees don't get brachas. Trees don't get brachas.
You're eating part of the tree now, so you're making a bracha on the tree. So I'm asking why that can't be.
Because this part of the this part is not the pre-Adam.
The whole tree is.
But you're not making a bracha on the whole tree. You can't make a bracha on the whole tree. It's not true.
Because the whole tree...
It's not edible.
At this point, or in the future, or as a concept, that's
certainly
just
at this
unclear.
Point. The dekel certainly at this point.
But I understand. So I'm saying... So why I'm asking is because of the radish case. Because by the radish case... The whole...
The radish case is the transition. See, you want to know the transition.
But the radish case, he's using it to ask a question on himself. So if the question that it produces isn't really a question, then I don't see how it's consistent. I mean, he's trying to say the radish case doesn't make as much sense for me as it does for you. But if it makes perfect sense for him, then there's no problem.
I'm not saying the radish case it doesn't make sense for him. I wasn't saying that either yesterday. I'm saying the radish case does reveal a certain necessity of an idea.
And I'm saying if you dictate a certain view of Shmuel such that it's because we look at what is it now, is it edible now or not, the tree as a whole, so then you won't get that subtle idea, you won't get that nuance in the radish case, you won't be able to bring that out at all because it won't be necessary to bring it out. Because if you say that you just look at what is, you know, you look at what is it in the future, and now we say now, is that part edible? So by the radish case, you'll see the root is edible. So the radish case won't show that we don't look to the future, because you can just as easily say, I'm looking to the future in that case.
How are you looking to the future?
Because you see it's a root, but I don't care if it's a root in the future. I don't care if it's a root in the future, or it's not edible in the future, because the only thing you're saying that you look to the future to use is say, what is this entity? So you look to the future to say, okay, it's a root, but now we see,
no,
is this whole root edible?
You can't make a bracha on a non-edible thing.
So you're saying then that when you look to the future, you're looking also to see, is it edible in the future by the radish? So I'm saying by the dekel, why wouldn't you say the same thing? That you're looking to the future not only to see is it an entity of trunk, but also is it edible? You're saying that you look
well,
to the...
That's his problem. That's what he's saying the problem with Snowden is. Isn't that part of the problem?
Right, but I'm saying it's only a problem if you say that what you're doing by Snowden is the same thing you'd be doing by Deco.
No, not exactly the same. Because
but it's got to be the same in some framework.
It's the same in a certain framework.
But the way you're coming, I don't see what's the problem at all.
We do care about what's going to be in the future. That it's not that you don't just say everything is defined by the future. You don't say everything is defined by the future. That's what Shmuel is showing. You don't say everything is simply defined by the future. You do define things by how Adam relates to them.
That's a totally different thing you're looking at.
That's why Shmuel is not a fool. And Shmuel is not saying so.
I just don't see it as being addressed. I don't
step over that.
I think the source of the problem is you're trying to do something that's somewhat impossible, and that is that Shmuel presents the original idea of Dekel in the way we're doing it, the way we're learning the Gemara. Dekel, the case of the Dekel, is somewhat an incomplete definition. And through Tznon, he completes it. Now you're asking me to give you the complete definition in Dekel, and how come there's a question from Tznon? That's not how I'm learning. I'm learning Dekel has something that's slightly ambiguous in it. Tznon clarifies it, and then he gets to his full Svara. But you can't now force me to try to give a complete definition of Dekel that will have the problem of Tznon. It won't. Because you have the full definition of Dekel, then you'll be after Tznon. You're asking me to complete Dekel before it's known. I can't.
I think I'm just looking for like a conception. I don't have a conception of Dekel before it's known even.
The conception of Dekel before it's known is that the thing that you're going to make the bracha on is not a complete pre. It's not a complete pre. It's not a complete pre because it's not different from the tree.
All I'm trying to figure out is why, in what way, what's the mechanism that becomes relevant? It's part of the tree,
you need
and
a complete. You need an entity first. You need to say I'm taking the pre, and then I can make a bracha on it.
I understand that. I'm just saying it's part of the tree and the whole and then what? Just what's the next? What's the
so
end?
Therefore,
of the
it's not a pre. That's all. That was. It's not a pre anymore. Yeah.
By radish, is it also not a complete doesn't have its own identity, or is it?
It does have its own identity. That's why radish is different.
I don't understand. I don't understand that. Because like, why can't you just say like, let's say the plant, right? And then that's just the root of the plant. Why is it different first from the top part, and it eventually becomes the part of the plant? You know. There's a plant, right? Just like the bottom of the roots of a tree, right? So there's the trunk, right? And you would say the roots are a different thing. It's not part of the tree. Same thing, just like a tree, then the top of the tree is the deck, and that becomes a tree.
Yeah, but he's saying that there's parts of the plant. So I can talk about its parts, but this dekel is not a separate part from the tree. It's just sofolachos to be the tree. That's going to be, it's not a separate part. So like, it's not like roots versus trunk versus...
It's like a part of the trunk?
It is, correct. The tree eventually, apparently, we haven't resolved that, but apparently it grows up these branches, they harden, and then it gets higher and higher. That's the ring of... I don't know, those young ones fall off.
Rach Shardeka.
Yeah, it says... Isn't that what Rashi says?
Yeah,
Rashi says later... He says it a little bit differently. He says that it is the tree. That if you would cut that off, the tree would be different. That's how he's machalic between the tzlaf cases and the deco cases. The tree would not be the same tree anymore. Whereas the other cases, you pull off the berries, it's still the same tree. So it would be like... it would be changing the tzura of the tree itself. But,
a radish also destroys the plant. Doesn't it destroy the plant?
Right.
It's same thing.
But that's what it's grown for.
Right.
That's what it's grown for. I mean, you can't try to just take radish and, without going further and get a complete idea. I'm just... But you want to know, your question is, let me just see if I can understand your question. Your question is, even if it's part of the tree, it's still a tree?
I'm past that question. My question, the only thing I'm wondering now is that, according to the Sfar we're understanding for Shmuel at this point, in Dekel.
Before it's known,
right. We're saying that we're looking to the future to determine what entity is this.
Right.
So Tznon doesn't reflect on that.
But now you're going to Tznon.
Okay, yeah, now I am moving to Tznon.
Okay.
In Akinami.
So now, but there's no question now.
I understand why not. Because he's using Tznon to say, whatever happens in Tznon confronts in some way what I'm saying.
Okay, you want to know now why, you want to know what's Mestaver according to Rav Yehuda from Tznon.
Right.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. So
but
seems,
what's the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel?
This is what we said yesterday, is that it's a question of, does it have to be a complete entity in terms of the way it grows, or is
right.
it the man can define it?
Okay.
I can understand that. So from now, but by Tznon though,
right.
The Shmuel's whole svara by, just go back to Dekel for a second, was that you look to the future to determine what is the entity, and that's all we need to do by Dekel. So by Tznon, even if you do that, there's no confrontation at all with what Shmuel's saying.
But what is he saying? But he's saying it's Mestaver like you. What is the Mestaver like you part?
I don't understand that.
What is it? That's important. What is it like you? Yeah.
Now you say that we're drawing from the way men...
We're drawing from the way man looks at things. Because we say that Tznon is a complete tree right now. But if you ask the botanist, he might say, no, this is the immature stage of the mature plant. And the mature plant might not be edible.
But even so, by Dekel, Shmuel didn't say, just because we're looking to the future to determine what is the entity, we're not looking to the future to determine whether it's edible or not. That's a totally separate question.
That's right. But... you want to know if the edibility defines the entity, that would seem to be a similar question.
When's the edibility define the entity?
By Tznon.
It's still a pre even before...
No, but you don't say it's the not really the pre. You don't say this is not really the pre of arts, because the arts is really developing a better pre. The arts has a pre in store for it. This is really not the pre of arts. This is not the pre of arts. This is just like... a corruption. This is just a. This is like taking an immature. It's like taking the Dekel. You don't say the Dekel is the pre because it's going to become something different.
I don't understand what you.
Now, you could say analogous in a somewhat analogous way. You could say that the immature radish is really like a part of the mature radish. It's not really its own thing. It's totally on a later definition.
That's what a botanist would say. Because that's because
botanist wouldn't have a name for it.
It's artificial. It
wouldn't have another name.
It's still maturing. It's still maturing. So in nature, it's still developing.
It would be like it would be like taking that growth of the decal and saying, this is a thing. No, it's not a thing. It's not its own thing. It's not a new thing.
So, can I ask a question? Yeah. So why don't we just say simply by decal that the reason that he would say shakal isn't because we see that it's the entity of a trunk, and now we see right now, is it mostly trunk or is it mostly koro? Just say it's going to become a trunk, and the trunk won't be edible in the future. Why don't we say that by the decal too? Just like we're saying by the radish. We're saying the edibility.
That's what he's saying. There's an idea in the radish that would seem to indicate that you have a good idea here.
So
now he's going to try to show what the difference between the radish is and the decal. But you can't now ask me without going further to answer the question of Tznon, because he has to go further than
I'm asking Howard's question. I'm not asking you to answer it.
Tznon is a known, and the Korah is an unknown. So he's looking at the known.
But he had a conception.
You have a question now. Why didn't he say on the Korah?
I'm not saying you should answer this way. I'm saying...
You're saying why on the Korah didn't he say... Because then it would be a totally inconsistent with Tznon.
Doesn't Tznon make him force him to change his svara, basically?
No, he's not changing his svara. I don't think he's changing his svara. I think he's clarifying why that's not a pri.
Why what's not a pri?
The decal, the korah. Try to explain why is it not a pri.
Can you just highlight what the ambiguity was before he brought in, like what was unclear about the... Or is that an impossible question as well?
No, it's just a funny phenomenon that I'm trying to think of an analogous case. It's like a guy's car breaks down. He goes to the mechanic. And he says, "Don't put the part in. Just tell me why I need it again." I mean, you guys are like, I want to reveal this whole sugya, but nobody wants to hear it. It's like, don't show it, don't tell it, don't explain it to us yet. Just show us again why we have to know something else. Explain to me more why I don't understand, why this sugya doesn't stop here. But don't tell me what's coming next.
We had a whole shiur yesterday. And we try to review Shira, so we're trying to understand what merit the idea you had said yesterday was. Now, if we don't understand the ideas, that's what we're asking. I mean, you could say that, fine, so what I said yesterday, we can't understand unless you go on. So then we could just say that and, you know, go on. But if what you said yesterday is true on its own, then we're just trying to understand what that...
It's a snapshot. It's a snapshot of a man in motion. And then you look at the snapshot, you say, how could he be standing? How could he be standing?
What's wrong with the snapshot? I don't even understand. Like, I don't understand what's the question.
And you're lucky.
John is out of luck.
It's cursed clear. I don't get the question.
No, there are different reasons why it's not a pre. There are different reasons why a thing is not a pre. Right? And Shmuel is trying to explain why he holds it's not a pri, and why it not being a pri is not a question with Tznon. Okay. But in Shmuel first says it's not a pri, because since it's sofer l'hachshos, it's not a pri. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what exactly does that mean? So he's saying, well, I'll just tell you one thing. It doesn't mean that the thing is defined by itself. Because it's known as a self, and it's not defined by itself. So now the question is, so why isn't it a pre? Oh, I'll explain it to you. Will you allow him to explain it, or are you not going to allow him to explain it?
No. I hear what you're saying. I just understand. I understand what you're saying. I have no questions on what you're saying. But I just didn't understand your analogy of the car, so that's why I was questioning.
It's a bad analogy. Right? I mean, that's the way I see it over here. That he's saying it's sofa lahakshos. That's why it's not a pri. But don't think that sofa lahakshos is the main feature here. Because then I could say anything that's sofa lahakshos is defined by itself. Doesn't, I'm not saying sofa lahakshos means it is defined by itself. And therefore we have to view it as an inedible tree. That would be a mistaken understanding of the sofa lahakshos. He's saying sofa lahakshos in the beginning is it's not its own pre because it's sofa lahakshos. So it's going to be part of this thing, so it's not its own thing. But that doesn't mean, but I'm not saying sofa lahakshos means because it's because the end will be inedible. Because you see that from Snowden, it has nothing to do with the fact that in the end it will be inedible. So then what is it? So then you see edibility can prevent the sofa lahakshos. So then this is edible, so what does sofa lahakshos have to do with anything? Sofa lahakshos doesn't mean that it's gonna be that we care that it's gonna be inedible, because you see that from Snowden, so then what does it do for you? Let's see. Maybe I'm going to fall flat in my face here. But let's just see if Shmuel's answer helps us. Let's go a little further. John, you want to read?
Okay. From Velohi.
Velohi.
And this is not a good proof. No. Snow, not the inchi adaita de pogla. Dikla, lo, not the inchi adaita de kara. So by the radish, a person plants it for the purpose of the, for obtaining the pogla, which Rashi says, adaita de pogla, lo, ochla kshura, ushmo pogla. The person plants it to eat it when it's soft, and at that point it's called a pogla. But the dikla, lo, not the inchi adaita de kara. But that a person does not plant for the purpose of the purpose.
So what's his answer? So now what did he mean originally? When he said that the sofa lahakshos is the idea. So what did he mean now?
Wait, should I just read the next line?
No, isn't that the question.
That's the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
slah. Right.
Yeah. So what is it, what's his svar then? So what's he saying? So how does it work? So who cares about sofa lahakshos? So forget about sofa lahakshos. It has nothing to do with sofa lahakshos anymore. Now it has to do with what people plant it for. I mean, so what was his sofa lahakshos thing? Right? And the Rush does say both. The Rush does say both. He says both of them are true. He says both of them are true. That he says shakol nebivo hol of the sofa lahakshos v'gam lo nati inchi adaita lemecho. Both of them are true. Saying it apparently requires two things. But what is Shmuel's svar now? So what's his svar? And so what happened to this whole svar? So what if people would plant the korah for to eat that piece of thing? That would be good then.
Yeah.
So what happened to this whole svar of sofalaxis means it's part of the tree?
Outset, like Meikara, in the Nasiya itself, it, Das was on the entity. So, like, if you just plant the thing, then it stands based on its own definitions in the physical realm, like the expressive.
So how does it work? I mean, Rav is saying that, Rav Yehuda says that since people can eat it, so it's a pri, right? Now, is the fact that in man's realm that Korah is edible, so that is what differentiates it, right? What does Shmuel hold? That man's realm doesn't differentiate it. So how come if man plants it for this, that's its realm? How come when man plants it for it, it does differentiate it? I mean, isn't Shmuel somewhat ambiguous about man's realm? Yeah.
Seems like it's saying Korah is not even an achila.
Well, you make a shakel. He does say you make a shakel.
But he's saying people who planted that would define it as an achila.
Then it would be an adama, apparently. So where is man's realm? What's man's realm? What's the svara of pri? Did he change his svara of pri? Did he change what he holds a pri is? Is he changing now what he holds a pri is? See, yes.
I think he is. That originally he wanted to stay purely in the botanical scientific sense, but over here he sees that in radish, botanically we would look at it as a root and say that the soft part is just nothing because it's not yet finished. So he has to go back and say rather that in the case of the radish, the reason that's different is because you had in meaning the plant exists only for the fruit that it develops for man.
So good. So what does the radish say? So what do you say to the radish? Now what? What do you say about the radish? What is adaite noti inchi adaite dachi? What does that mean? What does that mean in our dilemma? How does it help us with our dilemma? What does that mean? Halachically, what does that mean?
It means that the entire thing of the radish is meant for man and therefore is defined by man.
What does it mean? Simple, simple, simple. It means it's done, right? It means this is the mature plant. What?
It stops here.
The plant stops here. Right?
Not that this is an earlier root. The root is this.
So what does that mean? So what is man's realm? So what is man's realm?
Controls the ultimate end of the fruit. What it's supposed to produce.
No. What does man control? What's in the dominion of man? To define the plant. Man's realm defines the plant. In other words, man can define the final tzura of the plant, from which anything extra would be a pri. You know what I'm saying? No, that's what Shmuel is saying. He's saying the dekel, so the korah that comes off, is considered part of the tree. Of course, it's sofer lahachos, right? But what does it mean? Sofer lahachos means it's indistinguishable from the tree, correct? It's not considered the pre of the tree. But why is it not considered a pre of the tree?
Because man doesn't define it.
Because man doesn't say that the tree is up to here and everything else is considered a growth. Now he's saying in the realm of man, it's not akasha from tznon, he's saying. Why do you say from tznon is akasha? So he's saying no, because you're talking about different realms. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the achila, the fact that it's ro'il achila defines a pri. That's the shame pri. That which is ro'il achila. Right? Where Shmuel is saying it's not that which is ro'il achila which is the pri. It has to do with that which is different from its source. But he's adding one qualification. it doesn't have to be different from its, it's not a question of being different from its source in a physical sense. It has to do with different from its source in the realm of Adam. Because Adam can define the tzura of the tree, which will create the shame pri, eitz and pri. As man can say, the tree stops here, and everything past this is not considered. Everything past this is considered an addition to the tree. You know what I'm saying? Peros, he's not changing the svara of peros. Peros are still those which are apart from the source. But he's saying, but man can define when the source has stopped growing. And if a man says a radish is a mature plant, even though a botanist would say it's an immature plant, this is the mature plant. This is the plant. Now, by Dekel, of course, it's nonsensical, because the person wants the tree to keep growing. But it's hard to even imagine by Dekel how it would be. But if you could imagine that there's a consensus that a 6-foot palm is the right size, that is a palm tree. Anything over 6 feet is wrong. That's not how we want our palm trees. Then once it reached 6 feet, everything that grows past it would be a pri. If that's a daite de inshi, man would have to be a rational thing. I mean, it can't just be a crazy thing. But that's what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying, don't think from the tznon. Don't let tznon make you think that that my svara of what a pri is wrong. Tznon just tells you that man can define when the plant is finished, but it doesn't mean that the ochel defines the pri. Don't think from tznon that since it's royal achila now, then it's kavua as the pri. And that proves that just the royal achila is where the shame pri emerges. And sofo lahakshos, which is the botanical reality, is ignored. He's saying, no, it's the svara of pri and eitz goes back to the... is not defined by ochel. Pri is not defined by royal achila. Pri is defined by the extra off of the tree, by different from the source. But man can be koveya, the tsura of that thing, of that source. And by the dekel, he's not. Now, that's what the Rush says, though. It has to be both. It has to be sofo lahakshos and lo not the inchia daiti lahakshos. Because if it's not sofo lahakshos, then it's intrinsically different. Then it is a pri. Intrinsically. But because it's sofo lahakshos and it's lo not the inchia daiti lahakshos, you can't call it differentiated. You can't differentiate it.
Does that mean that like it's not produced for the sake of eating?
That's right.
You're pretty saying that by the dekel, even though it's true, man might grow it, having that part of the tree in mind.
Well, let's go a little further.
That's the end of the...
I mean, I think exactly how you define not the inchia daite ilachi is a machlokus. I think it's a machlokus, but yeah.
Just I mean, I understand the concept just in terms of the language of not the inchia daito. You plant this plant for the purpose of this product. So how does that language play in with the idea?
With regard to which one?
Not the inchia daito haki. You just said means the idea that man defines what the tzura of the plant is and
right.
What's extraneous to that plant. What's
right.
The pretty.
Right.
So how do you see that from not the inch of it?
Because he's saying that's the idea of the tznon. Because since that's the way it's grown, there's no more sofo. That is it. Not the inch of daiti l'hachi means there's no more sof. You don't say, but botanically it could keep growing. So therefore it has a sof. No, it has no sof. This is it. But the dekel does have a sof. You know what I'm saying? He can cut off the sof. Sofo lahakshos is a svara. The only thing is, by the radish, there's no sof. Because man defines its lifespan. It's like Sajigon says by killing animals. You ever see that? He says, people say, how is it fair to cut an animal's life short? Right? So he says, I'm making a big mistake. He says, everything has a lifespan. Everything has a lifespan, right? Since animals were given to man for their use, that's their lifespan. So whenever they're killed, that's their lifespan. It's not cutting its life short. That is its lifespan. You might not know how long its lifespan is until it's killed, but
yeah,
it's not like you're...
killed by disease, and that's another way.
So man can define this thing's lifespan. You know what I'm saying? You cruelty to radishes. You cut its life short. Nope, that's its life. Right?
What? Can you just explain one more time why you still need sophilakshas?
Yeah, because if it's not sophilakshas, then it is a separate thing. Then it is a separate thing.
Without man.
Even without man.
But once he has this idea that man can decide where the plant ends and the tree begins, so he say that if, let's say, planted death over the heart's palm, so he can say this is the plant and the rest is the tree. So why, I just don't understand why he needs the lakshas. I mean, he's just defined what the tree is.
No, he's saying not the inchi dadirachi is something that will prevent sophilakshas. It'll preempt sophilakshas. You don't say there's a sofer anymore, if that's what it's for. But let's see the next case. Let's see the next case. Go ahead. Let's see the next case. Go ahead. John, you want to continue?
Now,
what's the question? Is it true that what?
Is it true that any time that man did not plant it for this purpose, you're not going to make a pre-adama?
See, that's not exactly the right way to put it, right?
Now, given what we just said.
It's the opposite. They're trying to say the opposite now. Because now the Gemara is asking it in the opposite way. That it has to be for this. No, I'm sorry, that what? What's the more question? Is it true that what? That if it's not planted for it, you don't make the bracha. Right, I'm sorry, right. As you are saying that the dekel, that the kori don't make a bracha on, because it's not planted for that. Right? But is that really true, that anything that's not planted for this consumption, you don't make a bracha? A bracha of bar pri adama on that thing that you consume, yeah.
Doesn't this question seem to argue with your idea that it's using both this and sophilakshas? Because if it requires sophilakshas also, then just because I had in mind for something else, that wouldn't be enough. I also need sophilakshas. So even if you give me a case like slav, where the leaves you eat, that's okay because those aren't sophilakshas. I mean, if you need both ideas,
well, let's
then I'll
see,
say
let's
there are
see the question. Let's see the question. Go ahead.
The Haret Slav could not be in Shabbat with Pecha. It's not. I mean, it's from Al-Ha'alim Val-Tamar, Summer Pi'atam, Val-Yonas Al-Kafrisin, Omer Bar Pi'aitz.
Yeah, so what's the Gemara's question? That what? So you have the Slav. So what is the Slav? Slav has got three edible things, right? What are the three edible things?
The alin, the tamaros, alin of tamaros, the avionos, and the kafusin.
So it's got four edible things. Four edible things.
Good bush.
It has four edible things.
The problem
okay,
is,
let's see.
The
let's
problem
see.
Is, the problem, this is the problem. The problem is that the tzlaf, a person plants it only for the pircha, only for
let's
the
let's see Rashi, go ahead.
Okay,
a to the right, slav min eitz. A dite to the pircho, shame
pircho.
Okay, it's not a flower. That's what this fruit is called. Okay.
So the person plants.
That's why you plant it.
Right. But we learned in the Mishnah that almine mitzvah.
That means all the things that come from the slav.
I thought meaning it's a Rashi, but who at Slav? Meaning that's
Mitzvah
like,
is a Slav.
Uh huh. Okay. I thought what he was saying, I thought Rashi meant meaning it's a who at Slav. Meaning, I thought that was the proper noun. The tree itself was called Mine Tzlath. And why does it have that proper noun? Because it has Mine on it. Whatever. But that's what it's Karile. Meaning, its proper noun is Mine Tzlath.
And why is it
Mine
Mine?
Mine, they have the minim of.
Minimah. So what's Mitzvah? So Mitzvah is the eights. Tzlaf is the min eights. They call it the types of.
They call it Mine Nitzvah.
That's what the bush name is called?
Yeah, that's a shame. Mine Nitzvah. Why do they call it Mine Nitzvah? Because it has many meanings.
I mean, he was saying, here he's trying to say, right, it's difficult to understand it, but that's what Rashi's trying to say. Who has Tzlaf? Mine Nitzvah itself is the Tzlaf.
Right.
And since it has many types of foods, it's called Mine. Called Mine. Mine is part of the name.
Yeah.
Karile Mine. They call it the, it's called the varietal fluff. Okay, good.
Okay. So.
Ala Olin.
Ala Olin Vala Tomorrow's Omer Burpri Adama. So Rashi Tomorrow's. Besoch Olam. Olam are the branches, right?
The leaves.
So the tomorrows are Besoch Olam. Gidalim kimin tomorrows. Uboltin bala kimo balim shel arava.
The olim shel arava.
Balim
shel. So you have a leaf. You have a leaf, right? And inside the leaf, there are these little things that stick out that look like dates. Like you have on the leaves of the palm. I mean the arava, the willow.
Do?
Huh? The willow has berries.
If you look at
yeah, Hadassim have the berries.
You look at the willow and it grows. You see at this right between the. Look at it. Imagine in your mind now. Between the leaf and the branch, there's a little thing there.
The leaf and the branch.
At the junction of the leaf and the branch.
Wasn't that just
some little
like
thing?
Joint.
Look it up.
Red blood.
A what?
A red bud.
A red bud. See.
There's different kinds.
Yeah, I'm sure that's okay. Good.
Okay. Avionos. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Avionos, al kafris and omer burpi.
So those you make a burpi adam on. Okay, good.
But the avionos, hu hapri.
That's the real pri.
Kafrisin. Hu klipa gedola she sevivos hapri. Kein klipa hagdila saviv egozim dakim. So that's like the shell, the large shell that surrounds the pri. In the same manner that you have a shell that
grows around the
nuts, the stem nuts.
Yeah. It's an edible thing. It's not like a hard thing.
Right.
Good. So on those you say Boy Priya 8. That's the machlokas. Kafrisim is a big machlokas. Okay.
But that's the problem. Because the problem is that we know that the tzlaf is not the inshadet to the pircha. And the only thing is, you grow the tzlaf for the purpose of its fruit. And there's only one fruit, and that's the avionos. So if that were the case, then you should make shahakal on every other mine achila, because those aren't grown adaita for the purpose. But yet you see, you make hadama nights.
But if you say that that's the question, then doesn't that argue with your assertion that you need both of them? You need both the previous mindset and the sofal hakshas.
Right. So what's the Gor's answer?
So the answer is Amr Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tzlaf Natin Shiadaita Deshusa Dekol Natin Shiadaita Dekor.
So what does that mean?
Rashi Slav not the inch yadaita the shusa. Lecho es ha'olim v'esatmos she'inim imatin es ha'ilam l'kach.
Strange Rashi. It's a strange Rashi. It's a strange Rashi. Why does he say that? Why does he say it doesn't ruin the tree? Who cares? Who cares if it ruins the tree? Go ahead.
So Rashi Dikla, not the Inchia Daita, Lecho Esakora, Sha'ofo Mamai Anfei Ha'ilam. Because if someone were to eat these, the Korah, then it would ruin the branches of the tree.
I mean, it's a strange Rashi. Why is he going into motivation for? This Rashi has to go into the motivation of people. I mean, and what's the Havamina and the Maskana? It's a very strange Gemara. Havamina was people do plant it for the. People plant it only for the fruit. Maskana is that they plant it for everything. Yeah.
What was the answer to Michael's question about how is it a question altogether with the story?
I don't want to answer this question yet. Yeah. So what do you say? How do you understand what's going on? How do you understand what's going on? Point to Rashi. Rashi seems to be interpreting almost what it means. Not the inshia daiti lachi, right? And what's the interpretation he's giving? It's a strange, difficult Rashi. It's a difficult Rashi.
It's almost like it's like a negative idea almost. It's like a daita in two different ways.
See, it seems to me that what Rashi is saying is that not the inchi daiti l'hachi has a limitation. It has a framework and a limitation. That he's saying, even though I plant, let's take the tzlaf. So he's saying, even though I planted essentially for the fruits, that can't be a question. I mean, that's definitely what they planted for. The capers is the main thing. There's no question about it, right? There's no question about it. So what is the answer that they grow for, that they planted for these things too?
Only on condition that it won't take away from the caper, the plant.
It won't take away from the plant.
Right.
It seems like it's not that they're defining what the fruit is, but they're defining where the tree.
Correct.
It's a negative idea, meaning it's they say dafka, you're not, this is part of the plant. You take it, it's going to ruin the plant, you know. And then memela, anything extra, will naturally be part of the tree. It's a different idea.
I agree. See, I think Rashi is coming back to this idea that it has to do with, are you considered to be taking the tree or not? And not the inchia daiti lachi, he's saying that even if they grow it for the, if they grow it essentially for the evyonim, right? That was cool.
Evyonos.
They grow it essentially for the evyonos. So he's saying it's not that you need positively to have das on everything to make it a pre. That's not the idea. It's not that you need das on everything to make it a pre. Right? Because the das is definitely for the evyonos. So how could the leaf be considered a pre? How could the leaf be considered the pre? Right? What does he want to mean? They do grow it for the shuso? Which part is the shuso? So that's the olam. That's all the other things. do go for the, all the other things. I mean, what does that mean? First, the one with old Kasha was that they go up for the.
Rashi's bringing it to the realm of the plant.
Rashi's bringing it back to the realm of the plant.
He's moving it.
He's saying, as long as it's hard to find exactly what he's saying. Now, what he's saying, Adaito de pircha came pirio, right? But these other types of foods also grow from it, right? These other types of foods also grow from it. But what? But he's saying, since, and it seemed like this, he's saying, since you grow it, since you plant it for the pircha, right, then that's koveya, the shame eitz. Whatever is part of that is, whatever is part of that is the eitz. Anything else that is not necessary for that, and it will not be mamayit, the production of the will not be mamayit, that essential feature is extra. But the deco, you plant it because you want the deco.
Did you say pircha instead of shusa?
Maybe pircha is what you plant it for, right?
The avionics.
That's called the pircha. Same, I'm sorry, just using the other word that the Gemara used.
Oh.
Adaita the pircha.
Can you say that side again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, and also with the deca, why does Rashi say that? Why does Rashi say the lo not the inch adaita lechol es hakorasha ochla memait anofei ha'ilan? But maybe that's what the guy wants. Maybe that's exactly what the guy wants. He doesn't want big enough. He'd rather eat the korah. Right? That's what he wants.
You mean that individual guy? Well, it's not the inshi.
Not the inshi.
It's the oilam.
The oilam.
The oilam.
The belt's not knowing. But the daito itzel koanam.
Next thing.
See, I think that Rashi is trying to come back, that Rashi's learning that the Gemara is now coming back to qualify this idea that it goes by what people do, by how people look at things.
According to Shmuel.
According to Shmuel. The idea of not the inshi adaiti l'hachi, alone not the inshi adaiti l'hachi, doesn't mean that the das and the pri are synonymous. Doesn't mean that the das and the pri are synonymous. What does it mean? It means that the das of the planting, the reason you're planting it, will set up the structure of the essential eights and the things that are not essentially the eights. You know what I'm saying? But since people plant it for the capers, now it's essentially a caper bush. So anything that is mamait from that entity of the caper bush is considered the eitz itself. And anything that's not is considered an offshoot of the eitz.
And therefore we consider it even though your das wasn't for that thing.
Even though your das was not for that thing. But when I plant the deco, when you plant the deco, you want the eventually the dates. So even if people have in mind they were going to eat the korah, then once in a while they'll take a korah. That doesn't matter, because that's kavua as the eights. Even if people have in mind they want both, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Essentially, it's for the date. And the date renders everything else eights.
Yeah.
Process. Before we were saying, I mean, I'm just trying to get both ideas, but now we're saying the guy's das is basically going to determine what is the tzura of this thing as, you know, as a blank tree, and anything else that won't be mine, it will be a free. Before, like, just by the rash example, for example, we seem to be saying that he determines when the production of the thing ends. Was that a tzura idea, or was that, like, a time idea, or...
Well, it is. See, the way I'm learning this sugya is that it's unfolding. That's the way I'm learning this gemara. That there is, that there are levels of clarification of Shmuel's idea, and this is the final clarification. And it's trying to show you that that first level with the tzlaf is with the tznon is saying that the das of the adam is koveya the eights, which in turn defines the pri. Just like it defines this is the plant now, and anything past this is considered past its time. It's considered like a dying radish now. So too. The das of the adam is koveya what the tree, the components of what is the tree, and what is not the tree. But then the Gemara says, but do you need the das of the adam per se to be koveya? In other words, do you say that what he's koveya as the fruit is the fruit and everything else is the eights? In other words, do you need the das of the Adam now? In what way does the das of the Adam koveya the peros and the fruit and the tree? Are you going to say that what he wants, what he plants it for, is the pre and everything else is the eights? Right? Now, is that really true now? That what he plants it for is the pre and everything else is the eights? You see by the capers, it's not true. So it's saying it's not because... It's trying to show you that the pre still emerges. It's trying to show you now that it's somewhat of a process of... You have to take the pre and then go back and define the eights from the pre. And then other things can become peros too. And it's not that what he defines as the pre and everything else is the eights. What he defines as the pre will be koveya what the eights is. It's not that the das of Adam is koveya peros and everything else and is mafkia this from the thing and it calls this a pre and everything else becomes an eights. He's not saying that because he doesn't care about the other things, that's what makes them all eights. Now, as he's saying, he's trying to explain that the Das Adam is not synonymous with eights. It's not the thing. It's not saying that the Das Adam, in the way he looks at the tree, defines the eights synonymously with what he, with the pre, with it's synonymous with what he wants, and everything else is eights. Because the brand, the leaf, you could say, is not what he plants it for. And structurally, it looks like it's part of the tree, right?
So the fact that it's not memayit means.
So the fact that it's not memayit, that's what he's saying. You look at what he's planting it for. That's the caper, right? That's koveya the ace. And anything that is not memayit, that is considered. That defines as an essential tree here now. Kavua from what he's planting it for. And everything that's superfluous to that is not considered the same thing. It's considered different from its source. Because its source is kavua from the caper. See, Tosus, I think, learns differently. I think the other Rishonim learn differently. Because the question is like this, you had over here. Tosa says, like these seeds, these pods, says, Osan lulove gefonim lo noti inchi adaiti dochi revarchan alayo shakoni abivaro. Osan shkedim kishem rachem ochun kliposan achitzonim lo noti lehu inchi adaiti dochi mechlu kishem rachem ki mechlu agar inim shalem kishi is bashu revarch leh nami shako. So now let's say you have a case like this. You have these almonds, young almonds, that you don't plant them for that reason, right? So Rashi Tosa says, oh, so since you don't plant it for that reason, it must be a shakal. But I don't know if Rashi would agree with that. Because Tosa is learning that you have to have das, that this is the fruit, in order for it to be the fruit. And since you don't have das for these young shkedim to be the fruit, they're not a fruit.
But isn't the young shkedim what it would be when it was mature?
It's true, it prevents it from becoming a mature thing.
So then you wouldn't say,
but it's not mamayit the eitz. It seems to be a question of what does it mean not the inchi daiti l'hochi. Doesn't mean that what people grow it for now is, according to Shmuel, that's how you define eitz. That is, what defines eitz and not eitz? It's not just edibility, like Rabbi Yehuda, but people are koveya. That was, that's the resolution to our original question. How do you define a fruit? So the way Tosa seems to be learning is, the way you define a fruit is you look at what, it's the part that it's grown for. It's the part that humans grow. Fruit is in the realm of Adam. But in the realm of Adam, in terms of what he grows things for. So if he grows it for this, that's its fruit. That's like the question of sugar. That's why the lot of Rishonim say it's a pri. The sugar is a pri in the sugar cane. Even though it doesn't look like a pri, they say, but that's what it's grown for. It's grown for the sugar. So the sugar is the pri. Right? Whereas the Rambam says, no, sugar is a shakal. It's not a pri. Rambam never mentions anywhere this idea of daite, of noti inshi a daite lachi. He never mentions that. Not mentioned once in the whole Rambam. It's a strange thing. But I think the Rambam is learning like Rashi, that not the inshi a daiti lachi is not the definition of the pri. It'll define the difference between the... It'll allow the pri to emerge. Because now you have a differentiation between the eights and the thing. But the young shkedim, I don't know. Rambam doesn't have the law about the young shkedim. Rashi doesn't have these things either. I could see saying that the young shkedim are still a bar pri adama. Bar pri adama, bar pri eights, I'm not sure what you'd say. But,
so
yeah.
What does it mean, not the inchi adaiti b'shusa?
So that's what Rashi's saying. He's saying that therefore it comes out that anything that's not mamayid the ilon is considered, has this qualification of not the inchi adaiti d'hochi doesn't mean they have to really want it, but it means to say that their das of planting it is koveya this as an ace.
How do you decide my
Yeah, what are the parameters in my idea? Being my idea one?
It's a good question. Apparently it means I would guess it means the caper production. It means the bush of the caper bush. Would you say that the capers now, you're impairing the growth of the form of the tree that supports the capers? Yeah.
I'm just a little unclear. Can you maybe go through the progression, like from the Tzion and on, of the Shmuel Svara in terms of how Nati Inchi plays in and how it creates that
right.
result?
Let's think it over a little bit. But definitely the other Yisharim are learning Nati Inchi Daiti Dachi is what defines what a food is. I'm trying to say it's a little different.
Should we work on Tosis for a moment?
We'll go back to the Sarim.
Yeah,
and the end.